Steve Tipperary, you've scored some big goals in your career. Was that one of the biggest?
It's definitely up there. It's always a nice feeling to score. To score last minute winners away from home when you're on a promotion charge. Doesn't get much better than that. Rolling back the years, isn't it?
The manager didn't take any credit at all. He said he bought you one, but he didn't expect to see you in there. Wouldn't expect Steve Sibwell to get the winner.
Yeah, no, he said, look, when you come on, get up the pitch, but make sure you get back as well. And as I was putting my pads on, I said to the bench, I'm going to come on, I said, I'm scoring. So I'm going to score this. And I said, if I score, I'm coming over. And it's just fate. It just happened, you know, when Ant was driving into the box. For some reason, I just got drawn to him, and it just fell for me. And thankfully, it went in.
I love the celebration. There was lots of pointing going on. Who was that to in particular?
Yeah, well, it was to the doc, really. It was to everyone. You know, I said, when I was getting taped up and that, I said to him, I'm going to come on. I said, I'm going to score. I said, I'm going to score this. I said, I'm going to come straight over to this bench. And the celebrations, you know, that's what it's all about, the team spirit, you know, the togetherness. It was evident there today.
Lots of people talk about togetherness. How important is it, Stephen? How much did that manifest itself tonight? Because it was a game that Albion could have lost, let's be fair.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's probably not the first time this season that it's probably happened. I've said it before, there's massive similarities in this team to the Reading team in 2006, when we went up, in terms of team spirit, togetherness. You know, I see every day I can see it in the lads. And, you know, we showed that today by digging deep against Birmingham as well, digging deep, not the prettiest of games, but these are the games that it doesn't say how well you played after, it just says the result, and you know, we've got the 3 points, which is vital this time of season.
You say you took up that position in the box when Knockout ran into the box. He's one of these players, he's a match winner, isn't he, Steve?
Yeah, he is. I mean, they're the players that you want on the pitch at any time of the game, but let alone at the end, because you know, for a winger that's tricky, that's got the ball at his feet, and when he's driving into the box, it's a nightmare for defenders. You know, they don't want that. And as long as he's got the ball in the box, no one really can tackle him. Thankfully, there was a bit of a ricochet, and it dropped to me, and I just watched it nest in the bottom corner.
And it's such a difficult time of the season. How difficult has it been for you? Because you've been sort of in and out the side, on the bench.
Yeah, well, listen, that's what you get when you come to a team that's playing really well. You know, obviously, I come in January to play games, but the two lads on the field have been absolutely phenomenal, not just since I've been here, all season. And not only them, from back to front, you know, the manager and probably all the fans could probably pick their start 11, the strongest start 11 from the squad, which has been evident this season. But the ones that are chipping in, like myself today, come off the bench, it all sort of gathers momentum as the season goes on. But it was a nice point for me today to come on and score. Which, you know, hopefully can become vital at the end.
I asked the manager the same question. How difficult is it, though, sitting around for virtually 2 days knowing that Burnley and Middlesbrough have won?
Yeah, it's tough. Listen, we've played some weekends on Friday and we've won and put the pressure on them and they've stepped up to the plate. And, you know, it was down to us today to wait our turn. Knew we had to get points on the ball, which we've done. So it's all swings and roundabouts, isn't it? There's going to be a lot of points dropped and gained from now on to the end of the season from all clubs. But we don't worry about anyone else, we just worry about ourselves.
Not just as a goal scorer, you've been brought in for your experience as well. Just how important is that with the younger members of the squad, Steve?
Yeah, obviously I've been lucky enough to win promotion out in this league, played many times, many years in this league, and obviously been in the Premier League a lot. So to pass on knowledge and experience to players around me, the ones that's not been there, it plays its part. But there's not that much needed, to be honest, because the lads have been terrific all season.